Hello.
Hey, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Jennifer, good morning. This is Ryan from Veritas Labs. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Hey, I know that I am reaching a bit out of the blue, but I wanted to connect because I saw your involvement over there at Ardent Health. What we do at Veritas Labs is.
Wait, hold, hold. I have left Ardent Health, and I'm working for a not-for-profit. I am still best friends with all the girls there, having lunch with them, this week. But you want to talk to Sherry Poyer. She is the AVP over all things and everything. She's lovely and lives in Colorado as well. Let me give you her number.
Okay, yeah, no.
And you give Sherry a jingle. She will chat with you all things, whatever you want to talk about. It is 832 832- 515-4057.
4057.
Yeah.
Okay, and what you said her name was Sherry.
Yes, Carrie.
Okay, awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate that. And
No
maybe
problem.
Yeah, and maybe you can even just answer this if this would even be helpful.
Yes, I'll answer. Go
Well,
ahead.
I appreciate it. At Veritas Labs, what we did develop was an AI tool that sits within an ATS in a healthcare system. Goal is, hey, we want to streamline the hiring process, reduces it significantly, and helps keep dormant applicants alive by engaging them in real time. I don't know. You know the challenges that Ardent Health faces. Do you think that would even be a useful tool for them?
Okay, so tell me how does it reach out to them? Because right now we have well, they have, I just left not very long ago, ways to mine our own data, ways to send notifications. We have a whole sourcing team that keeps people from going cold.
Yeah.
So what does your AI do? Tell me a little more.
Yeah, so think of it. So it's called LAS, and think of it as it would sit in your ATS as an actual person. So you would, it seamlessly would integrate and it engages through them multiple ways. It will email, it will text, it will even call if you want it to. I mean, it's crazy. And it does not feel like a chatbot at all. I've seen the demos. I'm pretty new here as well. So I've seen the demos. I see how it works. And we have a use case where, I've seen just the validity of this product, but that's essentially what it does. It will go through your data once you install it or integrate it. You give it a seat on the ATS like you would a normal person. And basically from there is when it sees that you have a rec open, it will then begin to engage those applicants, whether they're newer or older, and it will just begin to, hey, text them, reach out to them, qualify them for you. Like, hey, are you still in the area? Where are you certified in this, or do you still have your licenses in this? What type of hours are you interested working in? It's for both clinical and non-clinical roles. So basically anything within any role within a healthcare ecosystem, it will begin to engage. Let's say also, hypothetically, you don't have something specific within your ATS. We have our own database that we'll begin to reach out to as well that we've curated and built of roughly 2 million people. So that is essentially, in essence, how LAS works. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Okay, two things.
Sure.
One, in a clinical setting, candidates don't fit for clinical roles because they're hard to find. So if it is any type of nurse, they get called right away because the volume of candidates that you have for ICU or telemetry, whatever, you don't get a lot of them. So a
Sure.
recruiter that doesn't call them instantaneously would A, be the worst recruiter, and B, should be fired. Now, or truly, like I'm just, this is the facts, Jack. So,
Yeah.
and then in the high volume space, so let's just pretend an environmental service person in Texas, which is where Ardent has a lot of hospitals, they do get a big volume of people kind of coming their way. It could be helpful if there was any way, to vet the cream of the crop and only, serve them up the top, 10 people or whatever. But as far as in healthcare, candidates don't sit too terribly long unless they're not qualified because it's such, and I was at HCA for 5 years and in Denver, which is an extremely difficult market, probably one of the hardest in the country, at least it was when I was there. So if you're in one of those hard to fill areas, candidates don't sit. So selling something to the organizations about candidates that sit, they don't sit, because you can't have somebody sit when you get zero applicants and leaders screaming at you. So you call them quickly. It would only be for anything high volume, which would be possibly a CNA, possibly environmental services or something like that. Just one of those jobs where you don't have to have too much skill.
Sure.
So the sell's not going to be real easy with Sherry, because we have a whole sourcing team, and their sole job is to call into passive candidates from all the different, you know, resources, plus our own applicant tracking system, and try and warm them up to serve them up for our hard to sell jobs. So not 100% sure it would be a good fit. If you want to talk to Tammy, who heads up sourcing, you might ask her if it's something useful or meaningful before Sherry. Her name's Tammy Hewitt, and she's 303-718-3565, and she might be able to at least give you insight if it would be helpful or if that'd be something that they could utilize.
Okay. Yeah.
Does all decisions, and if maybe if you vet it through Tammy, and Tammy's like, yeah, that would be super helpful, or we'd really like that. Tammy and Sherry are best friends, and like peanut butter and jelly. So if Tammy liked it, then Sherry would be much more interested in hearing about it. So just, you know, best for Ardent. And then HCA, you have to go to corporate, anything corporate, in order to get in there.
Yeah, no, totally makes sense. Well, thank you. I really do appreciate it. And I want to ask, and trust me, I will keep this between us if that's what you want. If I call Tammy and say, hey, I just talked to your former wonderful colleague, Jennifer, wanted to reach out.
You can use my name. Yep.
Okay. I always want to ask, because some people, yeah, of course, they don't want that. And I always want to respect it and honor it.
No, just say that you're chatting with me, and I said that Tammy would know all things Ardent, if this is helpful or not helpful, and Tammy's lovely. So,
okay.
Feel free. All
awesome.
Right, well, good luck.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope that you are absolutely loving the nonprofit world after making the change.
Well, it's God's work, so you know it's good.
Amen. I hear you on that.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Bye.